Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, can I borrow your glasses?
Hey, do you love D&D but hate Adam and Cass? Yeah, fair. Well, have I got news for you. Jackson and Zamet and some other people are going to be performing live at the European Beer Cafe for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on the 14th and 21st of April. Who are those other people you won't stop asking? Well, you rude fuck, we've got Joel motherfucking Dusha. Plus, get this, on the 14th of April, we've got Claire Sullivan, Martin Dunlop, and Reese Nicholson. And on the 21st, we've got Jess Perkins, Dave Warnicki, and handsome fuckaroo Michael Shanks. Unfortunately, it's 18+, so if you're underage, you ain't coming. Unless you sneak past the guards, and that's fine. Head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickety-tickaroony tickets today. Hurry up while stocks last. Fire sale!
Welcome to episode 7 of The Search for a Helm, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Erstwhile.
Under cover of darkness, we will leave. Thumbs up.
Okay. Ooh, well, we have a light spell now, so in case we decide not to go in darkness, we have the option.
That is a very good idea, Tiffany.
Evil. Evil is near. The veil is thin. Our world, your world, and the immaterial planes are close where you are. Evil has seeped through.
I think to myself, green boy, and then don't do anything about it. Okay. I wonder if he knows, but then decide it's definitely not my place to ever mention anything to him.
So your bloodline was touched by something of in a demonic sense. Mine was touched by a celestial sense. Yeah. So Robin? My parents were...
This is better than you, I guess.
I did not say that at all.
This is not like the what best. You're implying.
Unpleasant entrance, but as far as stealthy entrances go, it's a golden egg. All six of them have that eye slapped on the side of their heads, and they're moving very, like, there's no squabbling, there's no fighting. Yeah, all right. You call it back to you. It's actually more of a, rather than, like, Thor's hammer where it leaps.
Oh, it just kind of appears back in my head.
Yeah, it, like, disappears where it is and appears in your
head. Cool, that's a good fight.
In your fight with the gnolls, there's one left. Where gets up?
Where?
What's he going to use as a weapon? Probably his sword. He draws his sword.
Finally.
Can he sort of see it and be like, ooh?
Of course.
Looks around. Damn.
Yeah, sure. He like looks around to be like, I need a weapon. Oh, wait. He draws his sword. He swings once, dealing 20 points of damage, killing.
Fuck.
It was a critical hit.
Oh, my God. Damn. We just blasted these bad boys.
He just like cuts it in half. Twice.
Cuts it in quarters.
He cuts off a couple slices of it for a sandwich later.
We both had a moment of confusion.
Like, one of us is wrong, or are we both right?
I feel like if you cut it in quarters, it's four cuts.
No, but no, it's half.
Two cuts,
twice.
Two quarters for quarters.
Depends on what you're cutting.
If it's half.
No. Yes, it does.
No.
I can cut someone into thirds with two cuts.
You can, but yeah. You wouldn't be cutting it in half twice.
But then you're not quartering someone.
Oh, okay, cutting it in half twice. I see what you mean. I just made the thought, this is what I was envisioning. All right, everyone?
I know. You're
get down my
like,
fucking...
I know.
Cut down one shoulder, cut down the other shoulder. That's thirds.
That's fair.
That is thirds.
And I know that not all of you were privy to what I was imagining. Because how
imagining
could you ever
horizontally?
I imagine, like... Half once, half twice with the slice. Ah, but half once is down the head.
Yeah.
So half vertical, then horizontal. Yeah. A limb for each chunk. I bestow a limb for every chunk. May every chunk have a limb and every limb a chunk.
You get my vote. I think we finally actually murdered Adam.
Mm-hmm. One left, Adam?
Gonna be
no,
right.
I think you got them all.
Gonna be okay there, buddy? Is he gonna be alright? Can I soldier on?
So, Ware slices deftly with his sword, lopping the gnoll's nose off, or its p- part of its snout off. The gnoll reaches up, screaming to clutch at where its snout was. And when it does that, Ware stabs forward with his sword, skewering one hand, skewering the second hand, jamming into the hole that he made.
Unky, dunky, funky Ware.
I know I said he cut it in half and stuff like that, but he didn't. He did that instead.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
That's a lot simpler.
Yeah, I can grasp that concept immediately. Make hole, put thing in hole.
Easy.
Done.
And then Odell does 9 points of damage by just quickly, like, prison stabbing the other gnoll.
Give him a shankin'.
Shankin', yeah.
Hankin' for a shankin'.
Like, he Michael shanks it in the chest.
Perfect.
Right here.
Then it is the gnoll's turn. Highs or lows?
How many gnolls we got left?
One. The one.
And we just stabbed a bunch of shit out.
It runs. Okay. Just turns tail and
what
runs.
Direction?
Back the way you guys were marching.
Shit.
Into my tentacles, then?
No, the other way. So
back the way we were marching. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. All
right.
Then it is Tiffany's turn.
Wait.
Get him.
So he's running away?
He's running the way we came back.
He's running away from the troubles in his life. He's
where
running
the troubles?
Away.
He needs...
How amazing to think that we have such an impact on another living soul.
God, that's
it's just moments like this when he's you just listen to
you can just take a
David
moment and be like,
you.
All right.
Yes, I try and crossbow him.
All
right. Thunk.
Give him with a... Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
It's such a crossbow noise.
Get him with a thunk. Get him with a thunk thunk.
You sloppily fire your light crossbow. Sloppily as in like there's not a lot of
you dipped it in the olive oil.
Good.
Maybe you got very clammy hands as well. The crossbow jumps in your arms when the bolt is fired and your attack goes wide. Yeah. Anyone who was maybe watching wonders whether you wanted to hit that gnoll in the first place.
Oh, okay.
I'd say,
yeah,
that's, that's what's waiting for you if you come back. I get quiet because I know no one's listening.
Odell, while he can't pat you on the shoulder, pat you on the side in a similarly comforting attempt.
I love him.
That's not good.
I messed you up real
quick. I love him. That's fucked up. I think Melody wants to go out.
No, she's just chilling.
She's just chilling at the door.
Wanting to leave.
I don't mean like I'm in love with him. I'm just like, wow, this is an important person in my life.
That's and still not healthy.
Oh boy, you're in love with and consider a close friend two enemies of the state.
No, I'm not in love with him. I just like, oh my God, I don't even like him. No. I don't love him. I just met him. Like, he just, no. Adam. No.
You barely know these people.
He keeps running. It is Hector's turn.
Can I, if I ran up with him, can I get into him? As in, like, catch up with him?
No, you'd only just be able to, like, keep up with each other.
I'm going to run and throw a trident at him.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, because we don't know him sending messages. The other gnolls.
Mm-hmm.
You hit him with the trident.
Gracious.
Mm.
Is that Melody?
Just another dog. Just one of the stray dogs that are around here.
You hit it with the trident, dealing 5 points of damage.
Could I have smited that as a bonus action as well?
Proactively? Proactively?
Retroactively.
Retroactively. Retrograde.
Retrograde?
Retrograde gods.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, sure, you can.
Awesome. The searing one. Catch him on fire.
He threw that with Moxie and...
Don't throw cards at me.
It landed on the floor. Adam had to bend.
I'm sorry. Catch him
you
on
know
fire.
How much Adam hates bending.
No one likes a bend.
Nobody likes bending. People like
except
squat.
If they're in straws.
Then that's the
technically,
best kind of
this is for a melee weapon attack. You're making a ranged melee weapon attack.
I'll use an
I'll allow it, though. Okay. It's fine. Deals extra target because it's the oh gosh. All right, well, You also combust the knoll. It takes an extra 4 points of damage, and it is on fire. Every turn, it needs to make a constitution saving throw or just keep burning.
I would like to imagine that that's like him. A split second after the hit. So like,
nice.
I feel like for comedic timing, that's what you need.
Absolutely not.
Instantaneous, well, even before it hit him.
It begins before the blow hits.
Not everything's a victory, that's fine.
But yeah, you charge down the corridor, heft the trident as hard as you can. The trident sails true, striking the knoll right in the back. The knoll stumbles a little bit, and then a moment later bursts into flames.
Hey!
From your extended viewpoint, you can actually see that the knoll is running into what is quite obviously the entry chamber. It's got this, like, long, threadbare rug. You can tell that a lot of the decorations to this place have been removed, taken away, moved to the side or whatever. This place is utility only. And in the main corridor, in the main entryway, you can see that there's access to higher levels, but no stairs, just a landing to get up to higher levels. And on those higher levels, you see a statue, a large dominating statue.
We're going to see a picture of it.
Ooh.
In the monster manual.
Oh, it's an alive statue. Or a statue of...
He's a golem.
It's a golem.
Try not to read.
What the fuck is it?
It's like, think of
Legs
just
McGuy.
Just basically tentacles.
Legs McGuy. Yeah. Hey, hold on to it so you can get a closer look. Just don't read.
Just basically think of a squid.
Yeah.
In
both directions.
Yeah, in both directions with its center at a beak or an eye.
A Medusa, but with instead of a face, just an eye.
Just head.
And instead of snakes, tentacles. And at the end of those tentacles, instead of suckers, more eyes.
It's good. At
oh, good.
Oh, is this
good.
Like the
it's a statue?
Is this like the classic the
beholder?
Yes.
Ant holder.
No.
Big eyeball, little eyeball.
Looks. It's probably a kind of beholder.
Wouldn't be surprised if it's a beholder.
Joke's on you guys. It's a zombie.
Yeah. Just think of a...
damn it. A good gag there, if I was fucking clever, would have been joke's on you guys. It's a statue.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Unfortunately, I'm not that clever.
It just looks like a gross squid with more eyes than it should have.
Imagine you're looking at an octopus from underneath.
Yep.
And instead of a beak mouth, it's got an eyeball.
Yeah.
And you're like...
Ew,
I gotta tell SeaWorld about this.
I love the idea that you routinely report things to SeaWorld. Like you found something in the sea and you're like, SeaWorld needs to know
SeaWorld.
About this. They're like, it's outside of our jurisdiction.
When did this happen?
Hello, SeaWorld? Yes, it's Jackson again. I found a strange squid.
Pass me the book.
Jackson, is this just another regular squid?
Yes.
They're all strange looking.
But it's oh no, it was upside
down. Yeah, is it? And it's I know it's a statue.
Well, it's... I guess you don't know it's a statue.
Do I just stop? Oh god.
I mean, it certainly probably terrifies
what's
you.
My
god
name again?
Yeah. Are we taken aback?
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
Yeah. It's only because Hector ran.
Oh, holy Galadia.
I'm Galadia? Grand.
Oh, Galadia.
Grace, it's your turn.
Hey,
can you can hear people getting closer, but they're not here yet.
I will still maintain my tentacles, and I'll scan around to see if there's anybody else kind of within range for me, and if not, it's me done.
You can see Hector off a bit. You can see the knolls still running.
Actually, you know what I'll do? Can I cast Fog Cloud in front of me?
In front of you as in...
As in over the tentacles?
You sure can.
Done.
All
right.
I'm making a trap.
You use the fog cloud, I assume, to obscure the tentacles? Yeah. So it becomes impossible nearly to see them clearly. You can still see hints of them because the fog cloud isn't perfect. But if someone isn't paying attention, sprinting ahead, they might fall for it.
Cool.
Yeah. Then... What was Ware doing? Oh, that's right. He killed someone with a sword. Ware charges after you, Hector, but he can only get up to you. The same with Odell. Odell probably grabs you, Grace, by the hem and gives it like a tug before he fucks off.
Okay. You're,
like the implication is clear. We're leaving.
All right.
Damn. Then it is the knoll keeps sprinting. He sprints into the hole proper.
And he's on fire.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's cooking at him. Barbecue City.
No, he isn't.
Damn.
Aww.
Damn it.
burn.
Smoky Knoll.
Tiffany.
Okay, so have I seen everyone turn around and leg it?
Odell's making it quite obvious to people, yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe,
if you charge forward, you could fire with your crossbow again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that.
You charge forward, reloading as you go, probably fumbling a little bit with your clammy hands.
I imagine they're still a bit covered in oil.
They're covered in something.
Mm. It might be just bung.
Yeah.
Bung juice.
Just a bit of bung juice. Ain't nothing wrong with a bit of bung. Hey, there's a lot wrong with a bit of bung juice.
This time, I guess you're used to the oily nature of your hands and the, like, sort of chaotic nature of this particular fight, but you're able to track the gnoll as it runs, fire your crossbow bolt lands dead center of its back, it falls, like, its momentum still carries it forward a couple steps, but it hits the ground quite quickly. It's down.
I do a little fist pump as I keep running away.
Yes. All right. I guess, like, you all running after each other, get into the main entryway.
Yep.
You're in the main hallway. You can all see it now. The awful threadbare rug. Evidence that there was more, you know, you get your side tables, maybe like a large vase or something like that here and there. All of that sort of shit. There's evidence that it's been swept away to make more room in this area. Mm-hmm. And then a second landing above you, but the landing has no stairs to get to it. It's as if they were expecting you to fly. You can still hear noise and commotion going on about the place, but just...
It is not a race of people.
You could fly, maybe.
I guess, but only for a little limited time.
Can we all see the gross statue?
Yeah, you can all see the gross statue.
Do I know what it's of?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, can we check?
I didn't look. I didn't think to think. It was just like, oh, gross.
Ew,
it's got too many bits.
It is wrong. It is a wrong thing for this world.
Like, too many bits coming from me. Like, oh, yeah, five limbs is the right amount. Five's the limit.
Tiffany, you know a mind witness is a type of beholder. So you were saying before the
real life me knew that. Oh,
the big old eye creature with the eye stalks. They're known for, well, being telepathic, being able to hover. And they often operate either on their own, away from their own kind, or sometimes with illithids.
Oh, good. What are they?
Mind flare.
No, nor.
Yes. Mind flare. Hang on, let me see if... I think there's something...
They're like a Cthulhu lad.
Imagine like a squid fella.
Yeah. Beholder with legs?
On the left.
Leggy beholder.
So illithids...
All the way up to...
Illithids, mind flayers, or sometimes Cthulhus, are squid people almost in a way. Often associated with being very powerful, having like powerful mental processes, like being very intelligent, but also like being able to mentally control others.
They'll eat your brain.
Also, they eat brains, yeah. That's actually kind of how they reproduce.
Whoa.
Sure.
They eat your brain and then put a worm in your head that becomes an illithid brain, and then you become an illithid.
That's mad. That's
cool. So they're like using humans as pot plants. Like they grow a...
Yes.
That's awesome.
Are we hairy men?
Uh-oh. Anyway.
No. Would it work on me, a tiefling?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Some types of illithids prefer the taste of different types of brains. So, like, every different... It explains this in the books. Every different race of creatures, their brain tastes different. And some illithids are like, I will not eat halfling brain. It's too bitter for me.
Gracious. Oh, joy.
How old does the statue look?
It's covered in dust, so quite old. This entire place looks quite old.
Yeah, but I thought maybe they made the statue recently. I don't know.
No. The statue is as old as everything else here.
Spruce it up a bit. Yeah.
Give it a polish.
It only looks like it's here simply because it's part of the floor, so it couldn't be picked up and moved away, potentially.
So everything looks like that people can fly. Do illithids have wings?
Illithids do not have wings, but beholders can fly.
All right, then.
Does this place look big enough for a beholder to...
Quite easily, yeah. Anyway, those footsteps are getting closer.
Yes. I made the squid trap. It's fine.
There's like many entrances and exits to this hallway.
Sheet.
Crap.
There's any dozen number of doors that you could select if you wanted to leave via a
can
door.
Can I leave my trap there and still hide? How does that work?
Well, yes, you can. It's okay. Fine. I'll allow
we need
it.
To find some way to hide.
Let's find out.
There's first, not a went.
First door. Just slam into it.
Yep.
Burst through the first door? Sure
yes.
thing.
Yes.
Highs or lows?
Just go with highs.
Highs.
Always highs. Never lows.
You switch your game. You're a switchy man.
Oh, actually, I know what I want to do.
I'm a tricky boy.
All right. All right, Jack.
Spicy boy.
Okay. So, just to give yourself a moment. Now, Zamit. Sorry.
Take these dice. Give a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut up.
Okay, yes.
Cassie?
Ooh, thank you.
All right, so I want you both to roll those dice and keep them covered so no one can see.
Okay.
In this moment.
Now, highs or lows?
Highs. Always go
highs. Highs, you're picking highs, so highs is good. Now, Cassie, Zamit, you may not say anything. Looking into their eyes, you may not give any gestures, just communicating with eyes now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Pick one of them.
I choose Cassie.
Cassie, what did you get?
43.
I got 44.
God damn it.
These are beautiful.
And I tried to signal no with my eyes. I think it worked.
Hold on to them. I want to play this game again.
Yeah.
I saw your eyes shaking. I'm like, that's like a head. It's Samus' version of a head right now. But I lost either way.
Okay, so you burst open this door, and the corridor is actually largely empty. There's there's probably some smaller versions of that statue, like up on the landing, but you know, very tiny versions, like things that you could pick up and move. But they're set into the wall, so you can't pick them up and move. There's a couple doors to your right, and then just the path leading onwards.
I'd like to nudge Adele and be like, "Is that the evil?" And point to the squid thing.
He furrows his brow and shakes his head.
Oh, okay.
There's something worse.
Yeah, something worse,
that's
Adele?
Not me.
He shrugs.
You hear a lot of information, Adele.
Adele starts, like, charging down the corridor, but as he does it, he's, like, opening doors, checking mm-hmm. what's inside.
Cool.
Would I...
let him run.
I'm like, like, locate object, the spell.
Yeah.
Would I be able to, like, locate something that, say, a helm is wearing?
If you
knew... he'd be familiar to me. Yeah,
you need to, like, know something that he's wearing.
That'd be a good spell if you wanted to track someone to use, like, a...
Yeah, like a
like, just
a
drop your
tracer?
Sock in or something yeah. and drop your sock in.
I'll let it...
Move
I'll
on.
Let it, yep.
Let's move on. I guess sure. I'll follow Adele.
All right. Eventually, he opens a door that is quite obviously like a service cupboard sort of thing, where there's, you know, supplies for cleaning, blah, 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 mm-hmm. shit like that. When he opens that one, he, like, a expression of relief crosses his face, and he gestures for everyone to get inside.
Well, we'll hop in.
Get in.
You all climb in. He climbs in last, closes the door, and kind of just holds onto it like a child might try to keep a door closed.
Oh.
Good idea. Is there, like, a little keyhole we can look through?
Yeah, sure, if you want.
Yeah, cool.
We'll peer through the keyhole.
Periodically, like, have a look.
See go how on. The situation
keep an ear
is going.
Ear to the door.
All right. Now, Cassie, pass the dice to Jack.
Oh, man.
Cassie. Roll. Both of you. Keeping it.
How about this? You say hi or low, and then Adam has to pick me or Jack.
Yeah.
No.
Because we can give it away. Or at least we'll attempt to.
Only with eyes.
Yeah, it's real easy.
It's real easy. You just shake them for no and nod them.
Or look
for
down
yes.
for like low, up for high. It's real easy.
Yeah.
Well, when you create a system, it's really easy.
Exactly. It fell. It fell. I'll do it again. Okay.
Yes, Cassie, highs or lows?
Always go highs.
Come on, Adam.
Jack.
42.
51.
Damn it.
Okay. You know, I can just make up whatever I wanted anyway.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter. This game's under my control. There could be a trap room. It opens up into a yawning abyss. Oh. In fact, it does do that. Oh. No, it doesn't.
Oh. Oh, no, that's probably good.
It's probably for the best we don't fall in an abyss today.
Not today.
A bunch of creatures charge past. Some of them are orcs with like eyes on the sides of their heads. Some are gnolls of varying types. Sometimes even a goblin charges past, but none of them come to investigate the little broom cupboard that you guys are in until some goblins do.
Oh, no.
Can we just hold the door shut?
Little goblins.
It's just goblins. I'm going to be opening
the door. Grab them one by one, stab them. Wait. Yeah.
Pull them all in. How many goblins?
Three in total.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, can we just open the door and pull them inside?
Yeah.
They grab at the door and try to open it. Odell flashes you guys like a, what are we doing?
I give him the thumbs up.
Yeah.
We all give him the thumbs up.
What does that mean?
We try to convey, whatever, I just say it. Just open the door. We'll just get him.
Open door, grab everyone. Yeah. Everyone grab a gobbo.
Yeah. He lets go of the door. And yeah, I suppose the goblins are quite startled. So you all get a surprise round.
Grab them, pull them in.
Yep.
Yeah, grab them, pull them in.
We just
stab.
Beat the shit out of
grab
them.
Grab your gobbos. Let's get
grab
to...
Grab your gobbos, let's get ready.
Grab your gobbos, get to ganking.
Perfect. Well, grab the gobbos. Bring the gobbos in. The gobbos
all three goblins get grabbed and dragged in. Odell closes the door. Yes. And give me a moment to put us into initiative.
I have no magic left, I don't think, which is sad.
Mm.
Until we have a long nap.
That's all right. Just stab everyone.
Just spear them.
Yeah.
Spear. Using a spear in an enclosed can't be easy.
Can I? Oh, I can. What? I can make your weapon magic as well.
Oh, cheers. Mm. What does that do?
It takes a plus one.
Oh, that's neat.
Jesus Christ, Grace. You keep getting really well on your initiative.
Good.
Crafty ruggers.
Doesn't really achieve much. You always feel good when you get like first in the initiative roll, but then...
Doesn't mean
but matter. Like the third round, you're like, oh, whatever. Everybody ends up last eventually.
Mm. It's governed by death.
Grace, you're first?
I think so.
I'd like to you're holding a goblin. You... Hector and Ware are holding goblins.
So, stabbing one with a crossbow in this... I mean, not a crossbow, my spear in this enclosed place.
I'm going to say it's actually impossible.
Can I just snap its neck? Like one might a sick dog?
What? No, what?
I can explain myself there because I don't know if I could.
I'm revoking your vet license, Jackson.
But I'm so good at it.
I'm gonna do it.
So the door opens. You grab a goblin, drag it in. It tries to make a like snarling sounds. You cover its mouth with your hand. And so it's like. And then you wrench upwards with an awful cracking sound. You snap the goblin's neck and it goes limp in your arms.
I think it's a good move.
Hector.
Do the same.
Snap that goblin's neck. Wish I could do searing smite on my hands.
Anyway. Hector and Sir Grace, both of your actions to grab, drag in, and snap are clean. There's like, you know, small like little whoop sort of sounds, just brief that you can't keep in from the goblin. But apart from that, the loudest noise that happens is simply the neck snapping.
Just some awkward. He's...
Odell closes the door and Wayne.
Wayne?
Who the hell is Wayne?
Where?
Unky Dick. Where?
Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne! Little Wayne!
He's also here with us.
Bungles it.
Oh, no. No.
Is it
he tries
funny?
To snap its neck, but he just smothers it a little bit. Maybe he does, however, hurt it. So maybe he grabs it so hard that the goblins have these really pronounced cheekbones. Mm-hmm. Maybe he crushes those inwards. Pushing on him too hard.
Where?
So when the goblin gets free and tries to make noise, it's making more of a like a gurgling bloody sound. Tiffany, it's your turn.
I try and copy Dad.
Yes. Like father, like daughter.
You try to grab its mouth, but it just bites your hand.
You're going to get, that's going to get infected, yep. Surely. The hygiene of goblins. Like,
and also, you are covered in filth. Just covered.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did I poison him? Did I poison the goblin because he ate some bung?
No. It's not unusual for them to do
bung.
That sort of stuff.
What,
the goblin
bung?
Launches off you, Tiffany, slams into the door and starts scrambling at it, trying to open it, but Adele is holding it firm. keeping it shut. Then it is so Grace's turn again.
Can I grab the goblin and just slam its head into the door to try and...
You grab it by the scruff of its neck.
Quite.
Bang! With one solid, like, just movement. You slam it against the door, a bit of blood splurts all over it, and then the goblin goes very still.
I put my, like, a finger to my lips, like,
Nobody heard.
Odell does it. Shh. And you're just quiet for a moment, listening, but there's no sound.
I want to, like, squat down, if I can, to Odell's level and be like, so what's the plan, Odell?
Can we look at the goblins as well to see if they have eye marks or anything?
No, none of these goblins had eye marks.
Yeah, true. Are we just going to wait in the cupboard and kill them one by one, Adele?
Adele rolls his eyes.
I believe it's
in gestures, wait. Like points upward.
That's where we're going to go, up to the top. How are we going to get there? We don't fly. He does.
Hey, if the... Okay, so when you said the goblin was scrambling up the door, was he able to climb the door?
He could climb it all right, yeah.
Could a goblin climb a wall?
Maybe. I mean, probably not that wall in the main entrance.
Okay. Could we take the goblin's claws and use them to climb things?
In the goblin's blood, on the door, Odell writes a message for you. He writes, servant's entrance, ?
Maybe we could find a dumb waiter.
Should we wait a little bit while they're, until everything dies down?
Well, it's like the middle of the night, so I don't think anything's going to go, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is probably as
we just probably got to sneak our way, try and find, servant's entrance or a dumb waiter.
Okay.
Yeah. Dumb waiter.
Do we know where the servant's entrance might be?
It's not my castle, Hector.
I said, would we know where it might be, not where it is?
I don't know.
Okay.
Further in the goblin's blood, Odell draws what is quite obviously a crude map of the places you've been so far. It seems he's paying attention, if not you guys.
That's so good of Odell.
Good on him. What a champ.
Before you guys leave, he kind of smears the message so no one else could come by and read it.
That's a good idea.
And it's his fingerprints. You we have that technology.
You dump the goblins in a bucket,
yeah.
In a couple mop buckets, and you leave.
Yes. Oh. Wait, the coast is clear. Have all sneaky look around, and off we chuff.
Blood and poo now.
Yes.
Goodness gracious me.
Just a lot of gore and filth.
Bung.
Misc bung.
Hector?
No, Joel.
Yes.
Can you please pass your dice to Cassie?
Thank you.
All right. Both of you roll.
Highs.
Jack.
42 again.
That's better than 31.
It was 42 again. I don't know.
Either you're a bad liar or you can't be bothered lying. But I think I can read you better than anyone else.
It was genuinely 42.
Oh, wait, we could just lie.
Yeah.
My God. Hide.
He picks you. You're like, 93.
Yeah, 93.
Gotcha. I have to find out.
We're in for it.
Yeah.
I suddenly got really worried because Adam's been the one who's been describing the magic powers. I'm like, but he controls them. We can't do anything to him.
He'll take our special abilities away.
I will take your magic.
Oh, no.
That's true. Adam controls all.
We could be like 91 and it was like, okay, cool. You die.
Jeez.
That's us done.
Pass the dice around again because we've got another one. So, incidentally, Hector and Sir Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sir Hector and Sir Grace. I don't know why I keep saying Sir Grace, but Hector. neither of you are very stealthy. Like, maybe one of your armors starts falling apart and you make a loud cacophony trying to put it back on. But you don't actually encounter anyone. You can hear people searching the castle, though. So make your other roll.
Lows.
Trying a little harder now, Jack. Zammit.
Lows, 37.
Ah.
Right, I had 40, so like,
we're good.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so you do actually encounter, not a dumb waiter, but what is quite obviously like a small staircase that probably travels the entirety of the keep. From here, you could get to the lowest, you assume, of the dungeons and the highest of the parapets. Well, not the parapets, but you can get up with it.
Do we go
it's
up
a
or down?
It's a standard set of stairs. It's a very small stairwell, though. One person could fit at a time. As in, you can't be two at a time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Up or down?
Okay.
Ask Adele.
Up.
Adele gestures up.
Yeah.
Just go up.
Right,
let's head up.
Highs, always highs.
Always highs. Every situation.
Every single time. We always go up. Yes, we go
same,
up.
Same packing order. Same marching order as we did coming up the bunghole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
In case where gets stuck. Exactly. Right?
He's
a big'un.
He's a big'un.
Sticky dick.
The squelching noises that you guys have been making in the castle so far are amplified quite a lot in this echoey area.
Mine's a clippy noise.
That's true. You don't squelch.
Yeah, true. You don't have, like, trapped feces in your shoes.
How do tieflings balance?
I don't have shoes.
How do they balance?
Is that, like, an extra like special? Goats,
you guys were the ones who made it goat feet.
Like goats, how goats balance.
Yeah, goats have four legs.
Shut up, Jack.
Yeah, but, like,
balancing issues are on you.
That's on us to sort out.
I figured they have, like, one of them backwards knee things going on.
They do. Ballerinas have, like, less than a hoof, and they get up all right.
Yeah.
And that doesn't cause any problems for them later in life.
Well, that's because they don't have a hoof. They got a foot.
We solved the problem,
Adam. They have back and leg problems as well.
Yeah, because they have, like, an actual what a foot is, and they don't have a backwards knee.
Actually, you know what? I also think I've read something where they get head injuries because of it. It fucks up their, like, upper
their spine.
Spine
and stuff. Well, yeah, but they don't have, again, a backwards knee like a tiefling.
Yeah, I got
I don't think
tieflings
have backwards knees.
I assume they had, like, backwards knees.
I think we, like, from everything, we saw legs quite clearly.
Yeah.
They bent sort of, forwards.
I assumed I had double knees. So I had forward knees, but then I had shrieky back knees.
Yeah.
Like,
what
like, the fuck
is that? I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, back
dog legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they've got knees. Can't, like, no, but yeah.
Melody in the room.
Yeah.
Get her out of here.
Melody. Like that one. Just have her sleep. But, like, yeah, like a dog leg. Just whoop, whoop.
Imagine that's what I always assumed. That Melody couldn't be in the room. Imagine.
It throws me off.
Okay, so you get, I guess Odell just leads you to the highest, like, place that this staircase can get you. You open that, and it looks like a series of bedrooms, perhaps. The doors here are roughly spherical. There's three in total.
Spherical doors?
Yep. Like from the
like
Hobbit.
A beholder size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aha. It's all making sense.
If there was more, if this were more of a cartoon, I would have said at the top there was also like allowances for ice stalks.
I would just pick the closest door to us and we'll go through that.
Yeah.
Have a listen through it.
Yeah, true. Listen at the three doors. There's more than three of us. Door each.
Yeah.
Okay. Tiffany, at your door, the one on the left we'll say, you can hear faint sounds of snoring, but multiple faint sounds of snoring.
Do they sound like big snores?
Yes.
Far away?
Not far away. Close, but big snores.
Ooh.
Sir Grace,
yep.
You can hear nothing at your door.
Not on mine.
Yours is the center door, the far door. Up the other end of the corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And Sir Hector, you can hear breathing, maybe. Like heavy, something big breathing.
There's nothing in my door, in my room. I can't hear anything. Unless I'm deaf.
I can hear breathing in mine, but I'll have a quick listen to your door.
Probably a good idea.
I listen to his door.
You can also hear nothing.
It's probably the good door. It's the safe door. But is the heavy breathing the evil Adele?
Adele says, does what nothing. He opens and closes his mouth a couple times.
You think he knows what it is?
He knows more than us.
Mine has
Adele, like, points to his nose and points at Hector when he says that Adele does not know specifically what the evil is.
Mine has big snoring. If we are real sneaky, maybe we can look at what it is and go away.
That's
again.
A good idea.
Like, maybe we get the snoring first, because if we attack whatever is in the breathing door, it might wake up the snoring.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You can't wake up an already awake person. I tap my nose.
All our noses, and we open the snoring door quietly. Or someone who is very good at it opens it up.
Maybe our robes.
Maybe either the Tiffany or
I have sneak.
Adele.
Like, Adele can go first because
he's expandable.
Yeah, he is. He does know how to get out, though.
Has it been more than an hour since the first fight we had?
It has not been more than an hour.
Good.
Why do you ask? Do you think you need a break?
No, the magic weapon lasts for an hour.
Oh, okay, I see. You open this door. It's a weird sort of room. It's obviously a bedroom, but it's weird because it's obviously designed for a mind flare. So the bed is not so much like a four-poster type bed. It's more like a circular arrangement of cushions that the creature can just lie on. There's some sort of weird desk-like analogy, but the desk is twisted and oddly distorted, obviously meant for a mind flayer, but you're not sure how a mind flayer sits at this desk or uses this desk.
Do you mean it's a beholder?
Beholder. What did I say?
Mind flayer.
Sorry, mind flayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean beholder, but yeah, you all know what I mean. Anyway.
Now I do.
Didn't know they had business to take care of.
The desk has no obviously apparent, you know, sort of function to it. There's some meager, like, allowances for possessions, so like an odd-shaped wardrobe, stuff like that. And lying in the bed is the creature whose statue you saw quite asleep. Ooh.
I make, like, the kill it gesture at the thing.
Like, there's no throat to slit.
Where do you stab?
If you get it through the whole eye, is that like its heart?
Like,
it's mostly eye, I guess.
If we all just take one big at it, I think maybe...
Do you want to see what's in the other room?
Are these things usually friendly, Adam? Is there any chance that it would be okay with us?
That this is the good one.
You have never heard of a friendly beholder.
Okay.
In fact, like...
Am I open-minded?
As much as you are reviled in human fairy tales, the beholder just, like... Maybe a tiefling has a redeeming feature in a human fairy tale. Beholders are seen more as, like, animals.
Let's just suggest everyone to leave the room. Yeah. Well, there's just one beholder, yeah?
Just the one.
Everyone just leave the
room.
The
mind witness, as it were.
Close the door?
Mm-hmm. No.
All right. I'm just going to quickly cast Divine Sense.
Divine Sense?
Yeah.
Smell any devils?
Smell any devils around.
There's, like, a faint aura of evil, of outside, like... evil presence around this area, but there's no specific entity. So you get the impression that some sort of evil outsider has passed through here recently, maybe, but is not here anymore.
Okay. So I can't say, like, you know, oh, through that door is this.
No.
Okay.
I'll check. Let's
check the nothing
door. Go to
the
nothing door.
See what's in the nothing door, and then I think we should kill the beholder.
Yeah,
before we enter the awake door.
Yeah.
I just have a
If you wake him up and he comes to save his friend,
if they're breathing, it could just be the mind control to Helm. But if he's mind controlled, then he's going to get summoned. I think we should kill the beholder either way.
I think we should.
Best case scenario, we kill that beholder. Everybody's
exactly what I was thinking.
Then the orcs and the goblins are all fighting each other. We can just go.
Let us open the nothing door quietly.
And you open that door quietly? No, you don't.
I don't.
Boom! Hello!
I don't. They do.
What?
I don't. One of the rogues do.
Oh, I thought you were
opening
the
door. No.
Oh, wow.
No.
I push his hand away with my tail.
Allow me.
Tiffany, you quietly peer into the door, peer through a crack that you open in the door.
Am I peering in?
There's a desk that is not designed for a beholder, but has obviously been dragged here from elsewhere. Sitting behind the desk is, have you heard of a Helm's description? You probably, like, you guys
would. At some point, someone described it.
Yeah, is, you presume, a Helm writing at a desk. He doesn't notice you.
I really quietly back out.
You weren't in the room, you just, like, creaked the door a bit.
Okay, I turn around and, like, take a few steps away so I can just be like, guys, okay. I'm pretty sure that's a Helm. Do we get him? Or?
I'm now very wary that we have an unknown in that one. And if we burst in and even begin a discussion with a Helm, that thing over there will wake up. Yeah. I just feel if we take rid of the snoring thing first, it might be our best bet.
Yeah.
We could leave, like, someone out here in the corridor so that, like, if a Helm tries to leave... we get alerted, we can stop him.
That is.
We might need everyone.
I think we just go to let's get the beholder.
There's a little bit of incense, incidentally. The scent of incense now that the door was open to creak. He obviously has incense going on in his room.
What's it smell
like?
That is
nice.
Lavender.
Oh. Okay. Don't know how that changes anything.
It's to help him sleep.
Just a little flavor text there for you.
I don't know how it changes things for Tiffany. But okay.
Are we all sleepy now?
I don't know. Does the scent of lavender make you sleepy?
It's meant to.
It's like relaxing. You like use it for bedtime stuff.
Yeah.
Well, my vote would be killing the beholder.
I also vote killing the beholder.
Yeah, let's kill the beholder. Okay. Close the door of
a helm.
A helm's.
Wait. Are there chairs anywhere?
There's the three doors that you guys checked. You know, the snoring sounds, the
nothing
breathing sounds.
Basically block the door.
Yeah, I couldn't block the door to stop a helm coming out.
You could check. There's like a open doorway, you know, no door, just the doorway that leads out onto the landing area, you know, in the main hall. You guys haven't actually stepped out there, so you could check. Like, certainly there's the statue there that you could have a closer look. Maybe the statue can be moved.
I feel like if we move the statue, it'll make a lot of noise. Have a look outside. Anything in there?
You check out on the landing. I'd say probably not. There's maybe like a small side table with some vases, whatever on it.
Well, if you put the vase near the door, when he opens it.
Good idea. Or like that, your rope, like tie it around, like, you know, like 2 points, and just like you trip over it.
Be difficult to notice the rope.
We'll put the vase in front of the door. Yeah,
the door opens outwards. Yes. Yes.
It does. I think you said you promised.
That's good. Okay. So we'll put the vase in front of the door.
Perfect.
Done.
All right. You put the vase in front of the door.
Damn.
We go into the beholder room.
Mm-hmm. All right. You open the door quietly again. Oh yeah. Who's going in? Everyone?
I guess everyone, because we're all going to try and get it at once.
Yep.
Can we just have a little powwow?
Yes.
Does anyone know how to kill one the fastest?
That's a good question, Adam.
Is there a good check we could do?
Knowledge. Like an arcana check?
No. You've already made knowledge checks about beholders, sorry. Stu, the following people are very bad at stealth, as in made a loud noise when you went into the beholder's room.
All right. So before we go into that, I was like,
"All right,
can I cast a bonus weapon on him on Sir Gray? So he's got a magic weapon.
Thank you.
That's all right. And I'm going to cast Bless on us three.
That requires chanting and prayer. You can do it. You just like might make a bit of noise.
No, I won't cast Bless.
Both of them will.
Fine. Wait. Come out to the landing.
Yeah, right here.
There you go.
Go out into the landing. And into the big entryway.
I don't cast anything, Adam.
You can.
No.
I'm just making you aware.
It's fine. It's fine. I won't give us good
I'm not
benefits.
Saying it's a guarantee or anything like that.
Your cheeky grin says otherwise.
Exactly. I don't know what you're talking about.
We make loud noises as we go into the room.
Scream as I...
How big's the room?
Actually, you know what? With that roll, yeah, sure, you do scream as you go into the room. It's pretty big. It's one Stuffy large photo. Square room with no dividers or anything like that. The beholder is a big creature, so it needs a lot of space to move around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've got a spell I just want to ask about. It's darkness. Mm-hmm. If we were to do ranged attacks to it and I put darkness on the beholder, could I localize it to, like, if we aimed at him, we'd hit him? But he's in darkness?
The darkness is very... It's too large to be... specifically target like that.
Spells, too.
Anyway, as I was saying.
Yes.
Sir Ware, Sir Hector, Sir Grace, all three of you make loud noises. With your role, in fact, Sir Grace, maybe you stub your toe on something and actually... Yeah.
Fuck! Ow! Shit! Shitting toe! Fuck me! Stop my fucking talk.
Okay.
The beholder does nothing. It remains asleep in its bed.
Oh, good.
See, it's fine.
Wonder if it's a statue. We're just dickheads. Anyway.
It's like, is it dead?
Everybody just breaks their weapon on the statue.
Odell turns around when you yelled, Sir Grace, and gives you like a pained expression. But when nothing happens, he shrugs and gestures for you guys to keep moving.
Is the beholder actually snoring?
Yeah, you can hear.
Okay, so it's not a statue.
When you get to it, though, you notice that it is covered in dust. This entire room is covered in dust.
be older. Maybe he is very old. Dad.
Yeah.
Did you? It's fine.
Actually, now that you're closer as well, you can tell not only is it covered in dust and sleeping, but alive, it seems to be having a nightmare. It's like twitching a little in its sleep.
Oh.
Well, okay, here's my
thought. I had a nightmare last night. It's not good.
What if?
Yes.
So, like, they can control minds, yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it's controlling the minds of everyone. So we stab it, we kill it.
That could
have everybody heard. Goes, you know, how long has this cult been rocking around?
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know exactly.
We were told a lot too long.
Enough for dust too to gather.
Potentially.
Yes.
Tell me we could do that. And then a helm's free. And then if he's not crazy, we can just take him back.
That is a good idea. All
right. We can be like, oi, my boy.
Let's all stab.
All right. I'm actually not going to roll. You just kill it. Oh. It doesn't wake up as you attack it. You just hack it and hack it. It takes a little while. but eventually it does die.
It does.
You're like, you kill it in its sleep.
What is going...
I feel terrible that it didn't even fight back.
From the doorway you hear... You turn around and a helm is standing in the doorway.
We got your beholder. What you gonna do?
Hi.
Are you a helm?
He seems a little sad that you guys are here, maybe, or just in general. But he is quite depressed when he says that beholder had nothing to do with anything.
Oh.
Could have fooled me.
You needn't have killed it.
Yeah, but you can see how we would, though.
No, I actually can't.
I mean, it's like a beholder. Like, those things are pretty much like very evil.
God told me that they're never friendly.
I guess.
Yeah. We've got...
How are you doing?
We have been required by King Liam the Grey.
Yeah.
To, we are to... get you back into the city of Kandor.
Yeah.
He has requested your presence. However, it has come to our attention that you have slaughtered thousands.
I didn't want to.
But you did.
You see me in my office.
Okay.
What does a helm want to see our heroes in his office about? Are they expelled? Fired? Worse? Find out next time on The Search for a Helm, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you'll find us at Sanspants Radio. Or you can find us individually. I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
And I'm at Jackson B. Bailey.
And if you want to hear our other shows, head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all of our content there. There's heaps. And if you'd like to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. See you later, dickheads.
Don't call them dickheads.
Nah.